Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, thank you. Obviously, Cliff has been a huge part of my success the past few years in Arizona. And so when he got the job in Washington and I was a free agent, it was very easy for me to say, hey, this is a place that I would love to play for. They've essentially redone the entire building since when I first came into the league. New owner, new GM now, new head coach. And I've never heard anyone say a bad word about Dan Quinn. And so I'm extremely excited to play for him and get back on the East Coast is going to be fun.
Hell yeah, man.
Very Pat McAfee.
Thank goodness that response.
Thank God
made it
that
in.
We had that in there.
Hell yeah.
Okay, man.
17 mil.
22nd of me opining here. And then you can agree or disagree with the question, man.
Anyway, everything's fine. No, but listen, the Hertz, I'm sure. The Ertz part of this thing. We did Hertz rent a car, so I just botched that. The Ertz part of this thing is so key. I think this is going to be a common theme. Everybody loves Dan Quinn. You heard him say it. Everyone, I've never heard anyone say a bad word about the guy. And the kind of the Kingsbury influence. There is a good cologne right now.
Absolutely. I think Washington's staff, which you and I agree is really good and deep.
Yes.
Right? Dan Quinn put together a very, very strong coaching staff. I think there's some guys on that staff that are in the Cool Kids Club. He's one of them.
Yep.
You mentioned the cologne. But players want to play for him. Players love the guy. That is important. For all of you that were upset with the players that didn't like Eric Bieniemy or went to Rivera's office to complain or who went to the media and kind of unnamed suggested that things were not great behind the scenes last year, you don't have to like the new era of player or their entitlement if that's what you think it is. But understand something. We are in an era where if players don't like you, it will matter. It will hinder your performance as a coach. It will hinder your career. Part of why Dan Quinn got hired is that players love playing for him. That players will want to play for him. They will sign to go to Washington because either they worked for him before or they've got a really good buddy who says, DQ's the coolest, man. He's a blast to work for. Logan Paulson, we have him on the show all the time.
Yep.
Logan Paulson has told us that the most fun he ever had as an NFL player was playing for Dan Quinn. And I asked him one time, like, what's so great? Like, what kind of stuff is he doing? Why do people love him? It's about the relationships, he says. It's about how he, you know, talks with and to players. But another big element of it is he just, a lot of the hard knock stuff that you see where, hey, you're going to catch footballs off a jugs machine. You got to catch six at one time. Dan Quinn leads the league in that kind of fun stuff. Logan said he'll call two people up to the front of the meeting room and you'll hold a big weight over your head. And the last one holding the weight wins and everybody gets into it just like kids at a summer camp or something. Like, he has that. And I think guys like Ertz, veteran players especially, because the young guys, they don't really know the difference, man. I think the young guys who haven't been in other buildings, Danny, they don't know how good you got it when you got a player-friendly coach.
Mm-hmm.
But veterans really love him. And maybe Kingsbury's got some of that. I never really thought, like, players are going to follow him all over the place. But the first addition they make is a dude who immediately said, I wanted to get back with Cliff Kingsbury. That's interesting.
Now, listen, this isn't, you know, signing George Kittle in his prime or Travis Kelce or somebody else. Ertz's best days are behind him. There's a reason he's available at this stage. There's a reason Arizona was able to move on, and you know he was sort of on the fringes of a Detroit roster that played in the NFC title game. But it's emblematic of kind of what they're going for here, right? That was the main selling point, as you kind of touched on for Quinn. But to expound on that, this wasn't just, hey, defensive mind who's been around getting another head coaching gig. This was beloved, positive figure who's got some juice now, not just for guys that he was hanging out with in Carolina that time, but league-wide, where you're going to get the sexy hire. Adam Peters, I think, is a big part of this as well. This is now a place that people want to go to. Not to have to be convinced to go to, but a place that people want to go to. Now, this could be all, I could be talking myself into this. If free agency starts in a handful of days and they're striking out left and right, we hear that they're second or third place on everybody that they want at the top of their list, maybe I'll think differently. But right now, this seems to be, as you said, the cool kids table.
By the way, I can't stop being distracted looking over in the corner. On ESPN right now, they've got Riverboat Ron's bold offseason moves. And it's just Ron Rivera saying a bunch of things that he thinks should happen. By the way, his take right now is that the Giants should sign Kirk Cousins or Russell Wilson. Might not be a big Daniel Jones guy, I guess.
Go the veteran route. You really should. My biggest thing about it is you should do that.
So I'm looking at ESPN, and it's basically Riverboat Ron and Mina Kimes getting to the bottom of things right now. See if you can get some audio so we can check in on the old ball coach today. Ron Rivera, now a television analyst. I went back and watched some of his first day on the gig. He's good.
He is.
It's actually way better than I would have anticipated. Not that I thought he would be bad, but like natural initially.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an easy jump to make right into the booth. And he was a little understated, like give me a little more energy probably if I was his broadcasting coach. But Riverboat Ron can do this, man. He can make that transition.
Like, this is what he should be doing. I mean that. And I know I add in a little zing when I say he probably should have been doing it for the last 3 years, but this is where he belongs. He's I guarantee he'll be good at this.
Also, Riverboat Ron is like his ESPN name.
Is it really?
They don't just call him, they're not like Coach Ron Rivera. Everything's Riverboat Ron.
Is it?
So he's got a thing, man. You got to ride with it, I guess. He should wear his Riverboat Ron gear.
He's got a logo.
The hat and the
the golf
and
cart.
The t-shirt. He's decked out in a nice suit. How much game do you think Ertz has left? He was a Pro Bowler in 2017, 18, and 19. He was so good over those 3 years.
Yes.
One of those years, he caught 115 balls for 1,100 yards.
100 against the Redskins.
There was a 15-catch game against a Jim Haslett-led Washington team at one point by Zach Ertz. How about these catch totals? 78, 74, 116, 88 in a four-season stretch. He had, at one point in time, 74 or more catches in 6 of 7 seasons. Only year he didn't was the pandemic season, which is kind of a quirky, weird thing, and I think he missed some time that year. But do you think he's good enough to be a tight end one on a good offense right now?
I don't, and that's not a slight to him. That's just kind of where we are in his career. I think he's a occasional option, kind of like what Vernon Davis was probably supposed to be. Now Davis ended up having a much larger role as Jordan Reed was injured all the time. But he's probably and he's not as explosive, different players, obviously. But to me, he should be, your sub-package, your third option as a tight end. Have a couple of games where he has 3, 4, 5 catches, but for the most part, just sort of be an afterthought. He shouldn't be in your top handful of options right now in an offense. Doesn't mean I don't want him, by the way, because again, he's one part translator for Kingsbury's offense. He's one part, viable safety valve, spot duty here and there, but it's like having a good backup quarterback. Nothing wrong with the guy, but you don't want him starting 17 games.
Yeah, I think he can be basically what Logan Thomas was last year-ish and at a discount. It's just less money for what you would have gotten out of Logan Thomas. I think you've essentially replaced him. Last year, he was around 50 catches for 500 yards. I think Ertz could do that, probably. He's not as athletic. He doesn't break tackles. He's not as good after the catch as Logan Thomas was last season. But I think he could put up similar numbers. I just want a weapon still. I want an athlete at that position. Let Bates be your third guy in your blocker. Let Ertz be your second guy. And now I want a Jordan Reed prospect, mid-round pick. Maybe it's as high as the second round with Jatavion Sanders out of Texas. But if it's not him because they want to go tackle an edge at 36 and 40, or they move the board, they navigate up or down, that's fine. Mid-rounds, get me a tight end who's a weapon, who can get open, who can run choice routes, who can use footwork to leave DBs or linebackers behind him. Like I really think that position unlocks offenses in this sport right now. It's undervalued. Those guys don't get paid what they should. It's the one of the only positions I would say that about.
I'm with you.
Right now in the NFL. Take advantage. Like, go get a really good weapon at tight end. And I think that they're going to. Eugene Shen has been a proponent of this for a long time. I've seen some of the public available speeches he's done on football and positions and money, and he is a huge proponent of making sure you've got a really good tight end. So if they're listening to him in the analytics department, they're going to make it a priority.
Most every offense that ended up in the top half of the league in terms of points scored has a pretty good player or even a great player at tight end. I think the Dolphins would be the exception there, where they just added Jonnu Smith, by the way, to their roster, hoping he breaks out. But if you go up and down the list of teams that scored a lot of points, there's a correlation there. Obviously, most of them have really good quarterbacks too. But it's everything from a safety valve to someone else that the defense has to account for to matchup problems. I've now kind of coveted that for some time, even with Jordan Reed, who, as good as he was, and he was outstanding as a pass catcher. To me, he was a really big slot receiver.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.